Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are already into the second hour of this live June 20th, 2007 edition. I'm Alex Jones, and we're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Vincent, Chris, Jeremiah, Paul, many, many others that are patiently holding. What are we discussing today? What are we talking about today? What we talk about every day, all the different facets and different wrinkles and different layers of the onion that is the New World Order system that we're living under, the world government that we're living under. How many Americans know that we're already in a North American Union, already being merged with the European Union through fiat, through bureaucratic agreements? Well, more and more, but not enough. We're here to expose that. We're here to expose the fact that the elites wage war against each other, really as a way to wage war against their domestic populations. We are now becoming more and more aware that governments stage terror attacks as a pretext for control, to scare their populations into submission. Problem, reaction, solution. Let's go back to the calls. Vincent in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Vincent, welcome.
I just want to, before I get to my question, I just want to say that I'm calling from Fort Hood, and I've made over 100 copies of martial law and 100 copies of Terror Storm. I've passed them to all my fellow soldiers, and about 80%, at least 80%, agree with everything that is presented into that video and Terror Storm, and everybody agrees on everything in that video. And my question to you is that the people that, who don't agree, I'd have to say the Christians, they say that it's prophesied in the Bible that all this is going to happen. And my question is, how do I counter that? When they ask me that question, how do I counter them saying...
Okay. You're at Fort Hood. You say you've made over 100 copies of Terror Storm. You've given those copies out to people. And...
Yes.
About 20% disagree with you, about 80% agree. First, let's talk about those that agree that most terrorism is government-sponsored or criminal elements in the government are sponsoring it. And what is their feedback? Then we can talk about the 20% that say worshiping Bush is of the Lord. We must have nuclear conflagration. By the way, that's not Christian. That's not in the Bible. That's total occultism. That's simply the government taking over Christianity and using it as a political tool, just like the mullahs do in Iran with Islam. But let's go back. What are the people saying in your unit and others you talk to that agree with Terror Storm?
Well, the only thing they say is everything in that video makes sense, not just Terror Storm's martial law as well. They just say everything makes sense, and they agree with everything, and there are a few soldiers right now who are thinking twice about re-enlisting now that they've seen the videos.
But then it's a catch-22 because then we lose the citizens, and instead it's people from the Philippines, Mexico, and the Ukraine who will fire on American citizens, many of them, in order to do so. Well, this is a big subject. I've been raised a Christian. I've studied the teachings of Jesus Christ. I believe it, and so you can call me a follower of Christ. But do not call me a modern Christian. I mean, I watch these pastors like Hagee on TV, and he says, nuke the Middle East, basically kill them all, it's of the Lord. I mean, that's not what Jesus would do, like the bumper sticker reads. And it's just pure hatred. And what happened is the private interests that are running and controlling our government, aren't they going to try to infiltrate religion? They have. When we get back, we'll talk about it. Okay, stay there. Stay there, Vincent. We'll go to Chris, Jeremiah, Paul, everybody else. But this is a extremely central issue that we are discussing here today. And so we'll come back and talk about more of this on the other side. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got to look into it, but I'm told there's been some big new developments in the government's propaganda war against the people, trying to shore up the collapsing official 9/11 fable that jet fuel made three buildings collapse, including Building 7 that was not hit by an airplane. We'll be going over that. We got the Loose Change crew joining us in the second half of the third hour. Right now we're talking to Vincent in Texas. And Vincent in Texas, for the stations that just joined us, is out at Fort Hood. He says he's given out over 100 copies of my film Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, and that about 80% of the people he's given it to have woken up and say it makes sense that 9/11 was government-sponsored as well as other terror. But he said that about 20% won't listen to him, that they say they're, quote, Christians, and that it's all ordained and nothing can stop it, and that this war has to happen, and that it's some type of holy war. And, yes, about 80 years ago, the Rockefeller Foundation set up the World Council of Churches, first called the National Council of Churches, and they go in with big money, grants, funding. Bush's faith-based initiative would violate the First Amendment, have the government fund billions to the churches. And you watch them on television, on TBN. I mean, it's of the Lord. We all get to go see Jesus after the nuclear war. We'll make Jesus come back by nuking everything. I mean, this is total Jim Jones cult stuff. And Pastor Hagee stomps around screaming, you know, calling for total warfare and genocide in the Middle East and nuking everyone. And I've seen the reports that, there are these knots, and really they're not real Christians. They're cult members on these bases, mainly the officers. And they're saying, it's a holy war against Islam. It's our own crusade against their jihad. And this war has got to happen before with Gog and Magog for the end to happen. And then they believe Jesus is going to appear and rule in Jerusalem. Now, what you say to them from a religious argument, you go, funny, Revelations that you say you believe in says that the Antichrist will appear saying he's the Christ and bringing peace in the Middle East, and he will be worshipped as Christ first. Then the war in the Middle East starts there at the Tigris, Euphrates, and then there's giant worldwide war, and two-thirds of the world population is killed, and the ocean is poisoned with all this, sounds like genetic engineering, giant red tides. It talks about mountains of fire and plumes and flying, giant bumblebees dropping firebombs. I mean, it's wild stuff. John the Revelator was certainly saw something. I don't think they had PCP back then. But off of the Bible itself and in Daniel and all of it, And the real Christian scholars who really read it say, no, you're going to have the fake Christians who are going to follow Antichrist and call for world government out of Europe, and that'll happen. And literally, you tell that to one of these cult Christians, they're not really Christians, and you show them in the Bible, they'll start going, cannot compute, kind of like Robbie the Robot. When you tell him something he can't compute, smoke starts coming out of his ears, and he's going, cannot compute, because you go, well, wait a minute. And they're just cult members, but listen, they don't even matter. You've got 70% of the troops a year and a half ago wanting out of Iraq now. Now polls are coming out that's over 80%, the similar number you're saying you've got at Fort Hood. So the 20% thinks they're dragging us all kicking and screaming to do this. Like, oh, well, yeah, the majority of you don't want the war, but we know best. I want to take their little power trip away, because I know a lot of the neocon followers who aren't in the military but at the grassroots. And they say, yeah, you guys don't want the war, but we know best. President Bush knows best. Well, don't think you're part of the power structure either. When it's 10% supporting the war, it's going to be ongoing. Okay? This is the elite. This is the military-industrial complex, and they'll use foreign troops. I remember we reported here a year and a half before because Sully Castillo, the head DEA agent for all the Latin American operations, who reported here on CIA drug trafficking, eyewitness to it. He told us a year into the war, 3 years ago, years before it came out in the news, that, oh, yes, they've hired all the former Death Squad commanders and the Latin American military out of Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala. They're paying them over $100,000 apiece, and they're running a lot of the death camps and secret prisons in Iraq and in other countries. So, and a lot of these ghost detainee, enemy combatant, torture flights going into former Eastern Bloc and into Jordan and into Saudi Arabia, our allies. This is not even being run by American troops. These are death squad commanders that Negroponte, by the way, commanded during the 70s and 80s. During the 80s. They're doing it now. And they're going to run it here. He told you that Los Zetas, the Mexican paramilitary gangs, are working for CIA to run hits in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, as far north as Indiana. Rocket attacks, journalists being killed on both sides of the border, truck bombs, cars being burned out. It's all kept very small in the news. So these are their enforcers. So the good old boys are starting to wake up that this war isn't good and they've been scammed. I don't need you good old boys. They got Latin American death squads, $100,000 a pop. And they got Blackwater, U.S. mercenaries. They don't need you anymore. So that's their response, and That's their answer. But I do want to say this to the military people. There are folks starting their fourth and fifth tours now in this war. And remember, they promised the troops would be home in 6 months in time for Christmas. And mission accomplished. But Pentagon declassified documents say they're going to be there for at least 60 years. They're building, 30-plus multi-thousand-person giant embassies. They're not embassies, they're command bases, to carry out the genocide against the Iraqi people. So it's that simple. And that's what's happening. People say they're there for the oil, and then they go, well, then as much oil isn't flowing. That disproves the oil argument. No, it doesn't. They were mad at Saddam in 1990 for, quote, over-pumping, and OPEC was mad he was driving down the price. By turning off the oil or slowing it down, it increases oil prices, artificial scarcity, just like we have with diamonds and so many other commodities. These are monopoly controlled. OPEC is a oil cartel monopoly. De Beers is a diamond cartel monopoly. They have monopolies over the gold, but that's the opposite. They want to suppress the price there. And this is what they're doing. So for your Christian friends, go, is lying good? Who's the father of lies? Who is the father of lies? Why did we lie and say we'd be back? And they'll go, well, Bush didn't know things wouldn't work and we'd be bogged down. Oh, really? P2OG, Pentagon $6 billion a year program to stimulate real terror attacks and real resistance as a way to widen the conflict and destabilize the whole Middle East into a big vortex black hole that sucks us into World War III. Here's the official Pentagon document. Oh, here's a plan where the Pentagon said they'd be there 60 years. I don't want to see that. Oh, let me pray. Oh. I mean, they're just cult members, folks. Just like some suicide bomber in the West Bank is a cult member. They're fruitcakes. You talk to them, they're glassy-eyed. Oh, we must stop the nuclear war and make Jesus come. These people are deadly dangerous. They got access to the bioweapons. They've got access to the nuclear weapons. They've got access to the neutron weapons. They've got access, what the Air Force has admitted, they now have antimatter weapons. We're worried about, look it up, because they got antimatter bombs, which top scientists and physicists and quantum mechanics and nuclear physicists have said could cause a chain reaction and blow the whole planet or solar system up. Hell, it could create a black hole. They're just testing it in the superconducting super colliders. Let's go back to Vincent. I got to hurry up here through the calls. I'm kind of belaboring it. Does that answer your question? How to approach these deep occultists who have many would come in my name, many would come and lie as false prophets. But no, they love their false prophet. So when they're getting dropped into the lake of fire, they're going to love it.
Yes, you're right. You're completely right. And I didn't know anything about that Rockefeller and him setting up those churches back years ago. I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, also, a lot of these big top televangelists are on the government payroll or on the Israeli payroll. The Israelis pay millions publicly to major televangelists. Foreign governments openly buying off our preachers. And then I've seen Pastor Hagee say, we must worship Israel and worship the Israeli leadership. That is the new Christianity, is to worship Israel. That's the new religion, actual worship on their knees, worshiping Israel.
Not just that, but earlier you mentioned that about those embassies, those very, very large embassies that they're building in Iraq.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember me, but I'm the one that gave you those pictures. The pictures I gave you, I have the pictures of in the green zone of the embassies that they're building.
By the way, I gave those to Aaron to post. Did you ever post those?
I haven't checked. We just moved into a brand new barracks. I haven't had the internet within the last month. I haven't seen anything. I recently was in the last.
No, I remember. I've seen you in several demonstrations, and you gave me some of the Iraqi money, which I gave to my son. He's got it up on his wall. Thank you, Vincent. And I remember you giving me the photos in the green zone. Very interesting stuff.
Yes, and can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say that I am a Hispanic American, and I am against illegal anybody coming in this country illegally. Now, I'm against the North American Union, and I am against the amnesty bill. But I do want to say that my grandfather, back in the 40s, came to this country, and he joined the Army, and he served this country in World War II, and was honorably discharged, and he lived in this country ever since then. And he loves this country, and he's...
No, I fully understand, and I know there are a lot of great foreigners. But with the Mexican, it's not really the same because they are Texans, they are Americans. We're all from the same history, basically. But what I'm saying, when it's 5-10%, it's one thing, and when it's Mexicans. But when it's Filipinos and it's Eastern Bloc, the point is when our military starts becoming, large portions, 25-30% foreigner, don't you agree that's a dangerous trend?
Yes, you are. Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. God bless you, my friend. We really appreciate you. Absolutely. I mean, listen, if we could educate people from these foreign countries about the American way and about not being against the New World Order, it'd be great. The problem is our whole military is New World Order. Okay? I mean, That's my point. Our own military is lobbying for the end of national sovereignty and the North American Union.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Ted Anderson for Midas. June 20th, 2007. Golds at 660 40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 681.77, 336.40 for half, 168.20 for quarter. That's 681.77, 336.40, and 168.20. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Let's go ahead and go directly to Chris in Florida. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a biology student here at the University of Central Florida, and I'm really concerned about what's going on here in America right now, and I just wanted to wake up as many people as I can. And I'm no orator, but I do have some talent in making films and documentaries, and I was just wondering, in your opinion, what area of the movement needs more light to be shed on it? Because there's been so many 9/11 films that I think are really good and have gotten the job done. I didn't want to regurgitate just another film out there. So I wanted to, I don't know, produce something new, like something to, I don't know, wake more.
If I had time, I would do a film on the destruction of language, how they manipulate the semantics of everything. You know, basically what George Orwell, Eric Blair talked about at Ingsoc, kind of the last chapters of that book, how they're changing the how words are used, what they mean, just the propaganda. I'd make a film, Propaganda, the Police State, showing how all these TV shows are you know, torturing children is good, the good guys are really evil, but we're evil for a good reason, end justifies the means. I'd also like to make a film, somebody should make a film, about cameras in the school bathrooms, cameras to take your test on online tests. Police chiefs wanting, you know, what I talked about in the first hour, cameras in our homes, Google admitting they're listening to us and watching us with cameras on our computers. Just how deep we're into the police state, you know, really a film that gets into all of it. And might be a good way to do it is just show somebody going through their daily life. You know, like show maybe one guy who lives in London what a week in his life is like, how much he's under surveillance, and then maybe showing some junior high student who's under surveillance and what their life's like. Maybe two or three people show their life. And but if I had time to actually make documentaries that were in that style, that's what I would do.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
I will definitely, I don't know, I'll produce a film like that.
That's what we need.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremiah. In Missouri, you're on the air, Jeremiah.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I've got a couple of questions for you on Ed Brown's
yes.
Press conference on the 18th. I was kind of upset a little bit by some of these guys on the national news and local news of the area over there that were cutting up their words pretty bad. And I went looking around on the Internet to see what I could find for actual footage of it. And I found two clips of Ed Brown and his wife, but I didn't find anything over Randy Weaver. So I was trying to see if you could find any video clips over Randy Weaver's speech.
Yeah, well, we did our best here to carry it for you, and we did carry the speech. I appreciate your call. For those that just joined us, Ed Brown and Elaine Brown are in a standoff with federal agents who work for the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve outside Plainfield, New Hampshire. And we've had reporters there covering what's happening. They were going to move in on them a few weeks back and had their armored vehicles and their SWAT teams there on the property running around. And we were able to defuse that. We don't want any bloodshed on either side. And we did. I did have the idea to have a press conference. They did have it Monday. It was very successful. It was all over the national news and local news. And attention, thanks to Randy Weaver going, one of the survivors of the Ruby Ridge massacre in 1992, did bring a lot of attention to that. And actually, if you go onto YouTube and just, I type in my name every day just to see what's up there, hundreds of new things usually. I typed in Alex Jones last night, not to watch all the videos, just to see what had been posted. And there was a bunch of stuff shot by independent people of the whole press conference, if you're looking for that. Let's cram in one more. Let's talk to Paul in Vancouver, Canada. Paul, you're on the air from Canada.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I know you're really busy, and I think you missed a few pieces just because I know you're really busy, but did you hear the story in Virginia about the no-touch rule where students in middle school, it's called Kilmer Middle School, they're not allowed to touch each other?
Yes, in fact, I have that in the stack, and that goes into this whole police state. That's part of they're not allowed to play tag, not allowed to hug. In some areas now, they're not allowed to speak throughout the entire day. And we have the official Department of Education documents from Charlotte Isherby, who was the number two at the Department of Education under Reagan, and they were openly saying back then, we're going to train them how to be prisoners. And she has the workbooks where it basically describes the American as a drugged zombie. And that's what the schools, they are now prisons, barbed wire fences, armored doors, children being searched, cameras in the bathrooms, pushing Ritalin, Prozac, serotonin reuptake inhibitors on them. When we get back in the next segment, I'll spend a few minutes on that. Very central issue. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a couple things. Also, Chavez has booked a trip to Russia and Iran. It was just put out today. Also, Ron Paul was denied to be a part of the Iowa presidential forum.
We've got Ron Paul coverage coming up the next hour. Yes, very important. Let me cover that when we get back. Stay on hold so you can comment on my analysis of the zero tolerance rules. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Criticize people for not giving folks the big picture, but the picture's so big that it's hard to cover it all. Now, in the last hour, I was talking about cameras in school bathrooms, barbed wire fences, the students being searched, everyone being told to line up randomly, and police dogs grabbing children's bags and ripping them open, you know, all these famous cases, but it's happening everywhere. Thumb scanning to get school lunches, no cash allowed. These are the new indoctrination centers, and we have Department of Education documents where they admit that they're going to train the new society to live in the new authoritarian police state system in the schools. That's where the brainwashing is going on. That's where the big changes are being made. But a whole other facet isn't just the police and the metal detectors and all the rest of it, and they lock the school down every time there's a shooting, and the cops don't go in for hours like Virginia or Columbine and you know, let it all intensify. It's also they've banned nationwide in almost every school district we've seen, thousands of them. First it's dodgeball, then it's tag, then it's running at recess, then it's talking loud, then it's talking. Schools just announced no talking. Not at lunch anywhere. You'll be given, kicked out of school, and then given criminal charges. Oh, if you in your writing class, if you write the word gun or write about a bank robbery or do anything creative, stuff I did when I was growing up in English, you're arrested or kicked out of school. You bring a pie to the end of school for your school function, and you've got some plastic knives, and you're arrested. Again, training us how to be prisoners. Well, the Charleston Daily Mail reports, no touch school policy restricts hugs and high fives. This is not the only school that has these. No high fives, no slaps on the backs, no hugs, training you how to be prisoners. And they have shakedowns at these very same schools. They have you line up and they shake everybody down. It's for your safety, of course, but the border's wide open and they release all these violent criminals. No, it's about training you how to be a slave. Now, I tried to find it during the break. It was in several big British newspapers, and I can't remember the exact headline. Maybe somebody can call in who did see it and knows the headline. It was in my stack yesterday. I didn't get to it, and I've since cleaned my desk off. But it says that if a woman's had more than two drinks, and even if she says that she wanted to have sexual relations with you in England, that they are going to arrest you. So they're pushing the drugs. They're pushing all the antidepressants and all this stuff on you and this wild culture. But now, if the woman's been drinking, the government may decide to charge you. In fact, we did find it here. Blair to toughen rape laws. This is out of the Times of London. This is not the article I had. But let's go ahead and read some of it now for the listeners out there. The article I read yesterday out of a British paper said that just more than two drinks and police will be watching and they're going to decide. Now, not to mention crazy women. I mean, look, men do bad things, women do bad things. But statistically, I found women are more predisposed to that's how they get at people, crazy women, bad women, is to say things. And, say things that haven't happened. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And this is going to be hell on earth. But again, it's about getting everybody into the system. The average person reading this is like, oh, Blair to get tough on rape laws. He also called for restricting internet free speech last week and regulating internet news and getting rid of free speech. Men who have sex with drunken women risk being found guilty of rape under proposals to increase conviction rates. Ministers want to close a legal loophole, which results in thousands of cases failing to reach the courts because the victims have been drinking. Now, folks, how many cases, how many psychologists have documented, and psychiatrists, the propensity of people to claim they were raped when they were not? There certainly is real rape going on, real problems. People grabbing women off the street and raping them, that stuff goes on. I mean, remember 4 or 5 years ago, it was longer in New York, all the raping going on in the park, and the cops would do nothing, and it was politically incorrect to talk about it. I mean, it goes on. There's a lot of sick men. I don't know what man would not, that's the whole point of sex, is that you love the woman and you want her to have enjoyment. So that's so alien to me, it just blows my mind. That's the whole point, is that, I don't want to get off into sexual discussions here, but, I mean, at least that's what floats my boat, I'm just going to leave it there. I can't imagine wanting to rape somebody, but again, for sickos, that's the whole point, it's the power. So I'm not... See, this is a hard thing to say is bad because, well, you're not for rape, are you? But see, this isn't rape. You know, women go out to these meat market bars, they get drunk, and they go back to their apartment or back to his apartment. Maybe he gets rough, maybe he's mean, tells her to get out of the bed in the morning, and that's it, folks. Rape charges. So, don't do a high five in school. Don't talk in many of the schools. Don't have dodgeball. Don't play tag. Everything you do on your test is going to be uploaded for the feds to read it, for everyone's security and safety with your essays. And Blair to toughen rape laws. And then you read, at present, women are deemed to be capable of consenting to sex as long as they are not so drunk that they are unconscious. However, under the proposals, which could be announced as early as next month in the Queen's speech, the Queen, see, she tells you what's going to happen, and then her orders are followed, and then her own PR factories tell you she doesn't have any power. It will be up to juries to decide whether the woman was sober enough to know what she was doing. But then you read the spin, it's actually worse than that, because the juries may be able to decide whether it was rape themselves. The move would have huge implications for couples who have sex after getting drunk. Oh, see, that's, in fact, this is a decent article, guys. Can you find me as many others as you can? Because the article I had actually had text of the report, and that's the thing I was getting to. This is a whitewash here that's been found. Just type rape laws England into Google, and I have to have my staff do it because, again, it's hard to sit here and talk on air and do the Googling at the same time. But now we're getting into the meat and potatoes here. They're even saying that couples, your girlfriend, your girlfriend had a few beers. That's rape. See, this is what they teach in college now. All sex is rape. Men are evil. See, it's the government making everything sick, everything good and beautiful. They want to make it sick to get good people in the system. The move would have huge implications for couples who have sex getting drunk, placing a heavy responsibility on men to ensure that women was fully conscious of her actions. It raises the possibility that even if a woman agreed to sex while drunk, this is what I saw in the other story. Let me read that again. It raises the possibility that even if a woman agreed to sex while drunk, a jury could rule that she had been too inebriated to give meaningful consent. Folks, that's what women do as an excuse to go out. That's the whole point. What about the man? He's drunk. Maybe he would, you know, that's what women who, I guess, don't meet the norms of society's attractiveness, they go out to the bars because they know the guys have got their beer goggles on. What about men? Can men see, and all this hyper-political correctness is not about being liberal and helping people. It's about social engineering and control, and it's always one-sided. You see, I get attacked by 5 illegal aliens, and they break my leg, which happened, and when I was 16 years old, and I was so politically correct, I didn't even know as they were saying gringo, they were kicking me in the face, that it was a racial attack. And see, I'm an anti-racist. I go protest the Klan. But see, it's still politically correct for me to say I've been racially attacked because I'm white. Same thing. These men, you know, they go out and get drunk, and women waylay them, and that certainly happens. Women get drunk men and drag them off and ply them with more shots. I've seen it. Well, see, no, that's not rape of him. It's only rape if it's a woman. See, this is not, but here it is. Oh, the woman wanted to have sex. Doesn't matter. The government's going to decide to charge you with rape. So going back to Paul in Vancouver. Paul, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I called them up myself, and I asked them what kind of police state are they setting up here. I told them, you know, how unnatural can you be? And whatnot. So, yeah, thank you for that, Alex. And I just had a really quick question, if that's okay. Would you be for a global republic, sort of like a libertarian type of style?
I mean, I'm all for a federation. I'm all part of people voluntarily having true voting rights and the international power never being able to supersede any. Because in a republic, one little country couldn't be made to go along with the wishes of all the others. That's not how the United Nations is set up. Because there's the argument of, and we're seeing, it's been framed as progress to have agrarian first human society, hunter-gatherers, then the first farming agrarian societies, then the first city-states, then nation-states, then empires. You know, that's the progression. So everything's supposedly going to merge. The problem is national sovereignty is a firewall. It's like bulkheads in a ship. If you hit an iceberg, the bulkheads are only supposed to flood this area, but the bulkheads block it from flooding the whole ship. Well, national boundaries, like the U.S. with Canada and Mexico, those are firewalls. You get a dictator in Canada or a dictator in Mexico, he isn't able to take over the U.S. Or if you get a dictator in the U.S., he's not able to take over Mexico. Or you get a dictator in Germany, the other countries can get together and defeat that. It's a firewall. You get a global government, everybody signed on, and a global police force, you get a dictator over the new world parliament, it's over. There's no resistance, and other great tyrannies have been defeated by other federations getting together and beating it. Alliances. So I believe in firewalls. And that's what national sovereignty is. That's why we have 50 states. You used to could run to a state that was freer. Or I don't like an income tax here in Massachusetts, I'm going to go to Texas. Well, see, they go ahead and get you a tax in Texas, but they just call it something else. Okay, so that's what the UN wants, is global tax rates set at about 75%. They say the U.S. is a tax shelter, and only half. Man, I'm paying too many taxes right now. I could do a lot more if I had my own money. See, so that's why globalism is bad, because the people pushing this form of globalism, it's tyrannical. China is the model. China is the model for the UN. They get all the awards. They have forced abortion, infanticide. They mowed down more than 12,000 people conservatively at Tiananmen Square. I mean, I've got video of peaceful families just sitting there waiting, and the tanks drive right up and just spray machine gun bullets into them. And then our government doesn't even criticize China anymore. I appreciate your call. In fact, speaking of that, I'm going to go to a clip from the CBC from 1989. I want you to remember. And these are brave reporters out there. And then we're going to go to a BBC report from on the ground with what happened when we get back from break. We'll start the next hour, get to more of your calls, Ron Paul developments, and a lot more. Here is Tiananmen Square to understand the type of tyranny, because the global order uses China as the model. This is how they'd like us to live here. The same Chinese internet censorship system is going in here. It's all happening, folks. China is the model, and this is the future of America if we don't turn it around. Here it is.
Good evening. I'm Peter Mansbridge. Tonight, a special extended edition of Sunday Report. Extended because of the extraordinary number of major news developments around the world. We'll get to Iran and the Soviet Union a bit later, but first to China and Beijing, where it's already Monday morning. The city is in shock. The military is in control, but it is control won at a terrifying price. Their merciless storming of Tiananmen Square has cost many lives. There is no official count of the dead and wounded, but hospital sources in Beijing say at least 1,400 people were killed. They say 10,000 were hurt, and the worst of it may not be over yet. The army had a statement a few hours ago, a frightening statement given all that has gone on. It said the assault on Tiananmen Square was, quote, just an initial victory. And it said there was still a long fight ahead against, and again we quote, the dregs of society. On this broadcast, we're going to bring you right up to date. But to do that, you really have to go back first, back 24 hours. That's when the People's Liberation Army was set loose, when the rebellion for democracy was literally crushed. The Chinese government made it impossible to get videotape out of the country until today. But now the pictures are out, and Tom Kennedy takes us through them from the Chinese capital.
At dawn this morning, the streets of Beijing looked and sounded like a war zone. Beijing residents were still challenging the might of the People's Liberation Army, but it was a hopeless cause. They were being shot, and everywhere, evidence of the carnage. Hospitals all over the city were flooded with the wounded and the dead. Doctors contacted by reporters were exhausted and were saying simply they had no idea how many were killed and they were too busy to talk. In Tiananmen Square, lines of tanks and soldiers were a clear sign that the military had total control of the center of the city. Periodic shooting demonstrated that they were not going to move away and that any further resistance would cost people their lives. In all, the army put on a vicious show of brute force. Midnight Beijing time, Saturday night, it began its attack. It moved towards the square from both the east and the west. Millions of city residents were out in the streets. In some places, they succeeded in stopping whole columns, shouting, begging soldiers to go no further. The People's Army, someone shouted, must not attack the people. But it was only a temporary respite. Tanks, armored personnel carriers, and thousands of soldiers blasted their way through. They were under orders from Supreme Leader Deng Xiaoping, who official sources say gave the order to attack from a hospital bed where he is being treated for cancer. 1 million Chinese, Deng said, can be considered a small number. So soldiers began shooting anyone who got in their way. On the major routes into the city center, people fought back with the only weapons available to them. Stones, bricks, Molotov cocktails. Dozens of armored vehicles were set on fire. Soldiers who became separated from the main column faced mob justice. When the army finally arrived in Tiananmen Square, the massacre began.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's go ahead and go to this other news piece from 1989 to understand what we're facing. Incredibly brave Chinese people just being machine gunned. Here it is.
The noise of gunfire rose from all over the center of Peking. It was unremitting. On the streets leading down to the main road to Tiananmen Square, furious people stared in disbelief at the glow in the sky, listening to the sound of shots. Heading down the road was a hazardous business, but hundreds of people cheered as buses were set alight and army trucks caught fire too. They yelled and shouted, and then as troop lorries were seen moving down the road, there was gunfire from those lorries.
The troops have been firing indiscriminately, but still, there are thousands of people on the streets who will not move back.
The bicycle rickshaw scooped up the injured. Others were shunted onto bikes and pedaled to hospital. Many were carried away by frantic local residents. There was confusion and despair among those who could hardly credit that their own army was firing wildly at them. Many were bystanders, perhaps naive about the savagery of the situation. Indeed, it was hard at times to grasp that this army was launching into an unarmed civilian population as if charging into battle. From Tiananmen Square, the sound of gunfire sounded like a battle, but it was one-sided. A line of soldiers was strung out facing a huge crowd. The air was filled with shouts of, "Fascists, stop killing!" We were in the line facing the troops. They were about 250 yards away. Young people were singing the Internationale to a background of gunfire.
After hours of shooting and facing a line of troops, the crowd is still here. They're shouting, "Stop the killing and down with the government."
A huge volley of shots just as I left the front line caused panic. The young man in front of me fell dead. I fell over him. Two others were killed yards away. Two more people lay wounded on the ground near me. Ambulances screamed up to the troop line and were turned away. They couldn't get to the square. Two ambulance drivers were shot and injured. Earlier, we'd been driving at the back of the Forbidden City, the old part of Peking, near the square. We picked up a woman with a bullet in the head and took her to the nearby children's hospital, into a scene of near mayhem. Casualties were arriving every few seconds, on bikes, rickshaws, park benches, carried in, all with gunshot wounds. Housewives, elderly residents, people shot while sitting in their homes. The operating theatre was overflowing, many of the staff in tears. In 20 minutes, 40 seriously injured were brought for emergency surgery. Two were already dead. In the streets, many came up to us, shaking with anger and disbelief and fear. Many were terrified, saying there would be retribution. There was not one voice on the streets which did not express despair and rage. "Tell the world," they said to us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.